The sun shone brightly over Elliott Lake on Saturday, September 28, as the annual Arts on the Trail event unfolded, transforming the town into a vibrant tapestry of creativity and culture. With over 50 artists showcasing their work across four venues, the Elliott Lake Secondary High School, Renaissance Active Living Center, Royal Canadian Legion, and École Secondaire Villa Française des Junes, the event drew art enthusiasts from near and far, eager to immerse themselves in the local artistic talent. As attendees meandered through the bustling venues, they were greeted by a kaleidoscope of artistic expressions. From still life paintings to intricate pottery, the diversity of art on display was a testament to the rich creative spirit of the community. The air buzzed with excitement as people admired the craftsmanship and unique styles of the artists, many of whom were local or from surrounding areas. Kristen Kulmala, the owner of Spore Ceramics, proudly showcased her handmade ceramic pottery. Her booth was a riot of colors and textures, with each piece telling a story of its own. Close by, Diane Belland of Earthly Elegance displayed her exquisite stoneware pottery, expertly crafted through wheel-throwing and hand-building techniques. Steve Diney, the owner of Be Good Turn Wood, captivated onlookers with his magnificent hand-carved bowls made from locally sourced maple, cherry, and walnut. Doug Clute, owner of Supporting Roots, handcrafts unique walking sticks and canes. "I was canoeing 28 years ago when I found a sapling," he explained, his eyes lighting up with the memory. "I cut it, turned it upside down, and noticed it had a natural handle." This epiphany led him to start his business in 2011. The event also celebrated Indigenous artistry, with Grace Swain, a First Nations artist and owner of Grace Swain Art, presenting a colorful display of paintings inspired by her Anishinaabe roots. "I have been painting my whole life, but I started professionally 3 years ago," she shared, her pride evident as she spoke about her journey. Conrad Bobbywash, a Mississauga First Nations artist with 35 years of experience, showcased his stunning acrylic works, each piece reflecting the beauty of his heritage. As attendees meandered their way through all the locations, one could not help but notice the vibrant oils and acrylics of Julie Chmielnitsky, who has spent over 20 years perfecting her landscape art. Her paintings, rich in color and detail, drew many admirers. Meanwhile, Susan Krupp's unique umbrellas caught the eye of fashion-forward attendees. "They don't just protect you from the rain. They're a fashion statement," she explained, her enthusiasm infectious. Jewelry designer Jean Dumas, who has traveled extensively in search of unique stones, displayed her stunning necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. "For the last 12 years, I've been collecting stones and learning how to cut and polish them," she said, showcasing her exquisite craftsmanship. Nearby, Mary Bainan, an international artist from Sault Ste. Marie, presented her art made from stones sourced from Lake Superior and driftwood from Lake Huron, each piece a testament to the natural beauty of the region. The younger generation was also well represented, with Isabella Hockick, 20, and Sadie Cregan, 21, showcasing their artistic talents. Hockick drew inspiration from online images, experimenting with gouache, acrylic, and pencil. "I see something I like, and I try to create something from that image," she explained. Cregan, inspired by her artist mother, shared her passion for acrylics, watercolors, and digital art. "I've been drawing since I could hold a pencil," she said, her pride evident. Textile artist Lisa Portelens, owner of Yesteryear's Traditions, displayed her one-of-a-kind blankets, each woven with love and care. "I've been making and selling my blankets since 1985, she shared, her connection to her craft deeply rooted in her family history. Local photographer Richard Boos, owner of Northern Exposures, showcased his breathtaking wildlife and landscape photography, capturing the essence of the region in vibrant colors. As the day progressed, the venues buzzed with energy, with attendees lining up to purchase their favorite pieces. Local students from both the English and French schools proudly displayed their handiwork, adding to the sense of community and collaboration that permeated the event. Each venue was filled to capacity, with art lovers eagerly discussing their favorite pieces and sharing stories with the artists. By the end of the day, the Arts on the Trail event not only showcased the incredible talent of local artists, it also fostered a sense of community and appreciation for local talent.